Any other name for black coffee?
Unsweetened.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of drinking coffee barefooted?
Yeah, no, I never heard of barefooted.
And you say some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
Wet?
Huh? Or what milk? Most people like them.
With milk?
Uh-huh. And you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
short way. And short pee.
Say if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a
long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
You can find it anywhere.
And someone slipped and fell this way. He fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Forward.
And if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any, you might say, no.
So, no, I didn't catch a thing.
Uh-huh. You ever say, didn't catch nary one?
No, nary one. Didn't catch nary one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You say that yourself?
And I said it many times. Yes, what did you catch? I didn't caught a thing. You catch nary one.
And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
then cleaned it all up.
Okay. And wheat is tied up into a
bundles.
Okay, and then the bundles are piled up into
a piles.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say you raise 40.
40 bushels to an acre.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Combine it. We used to have to whoop them out, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. How'd you do that?
Just beat them on something, on a board or something, though.
Uh-huh.
Whoop them out. But I never did have to do that. I heard of it.
Uh-huh.
But ever since I've been farming, now we used to have a little combine. You pull it with a little tractor.
Uh-huh.
Had a canvas on it. And ever since I've been working, well, they come out with them.
Uh-huh.
But I heard of them beating the seeds out of them, rubbing them out on rubber boards and things. I had to grit corn though to make my own meal.
Uh-huh.
I did that a whole lot of time.
What else did you make out of corn?
Grit.
Uh-huh.
Corn grit, cornmeal, humley.
What's the difference?
In the grit and the meal.
Uh-huh.
Well, the meal is real fine. It grits up real fine, just like flour.
Uh-huh.
And the grit, well, it's up in its little pieces.
Uh-huh.
And when you make the humley, well, it's a whole grain.
Uh-huh.
Don't do anything yet. Put it in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
We used to cook it in one of those pots with the leg on, like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And put a little ash bag up on top of it. You see what the husk is good. We get ash out of that stove. Put that old black pot on there and set that little bag of ashes on it. And they'd get with it. And it was good, too.
Say if there was something on that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say you and
you and me.
Uh-huh.
Me and you.
Okay. And if you were talking about some man and yourself having to do something, you'd say
me and him.
Okay. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He needs
both of us.
And you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might just answer, it's...
You know who it is. They open the door.
Or you say, it's...
Clement.
Or they say, is that you, Clement? And you say, yeah, this is...
This is Clement.
Or if you don't call your name, you say, that's...
You know who I am. Open the door.
Or you say, you say, it's me or it's I.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know who this is. Open the door. You know this is me.
Uh-huh. And say if it was a man at the door.